Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus. Meantime, the World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the virus amid concerns it may be linked to rare birth defects. Jeff Custer reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin today in Geneva. Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council did not rule out joining the talks later. Amnesty International says satellite images and witnesses point to possible mass graves in Burundi that appeared after security forces retaliated against rebel gunmen in Bujumbura. At least 87 people were killed, with some sources putting the death toll much higher. United Nations also is investigating, and there's no comment so far from the Burundian government. Political violence has raged in Burundi since the president announced a third term. This is VOA News.